be Jesus Christ, and blessed be the Virgin Mary, our mother. Amen. A personal account from the Bucci family. Due to various events that occurred over time and economic setbacks, our family, which was of a wealthy class, almost reached the level of poverty. Due to the various misfortunes that befell the family, like the death of my aunt's two sisters and the partial paralysis of her father, and the older brother emigrating to Argentina in search of fortune, the entire property was sold or mortgaged. Only the youngest brother, Francesco, my father, was left to manage the estate, which was reduced to a wood oven, but which was enough to improve the economic conditions of the family. Meanwhile, the First World War had broken out and Francisco was called to serve. My aunt's mother asked her daughter to speak with Luisa because only she could find a remedy for her situation. But my Aunt Rosaria was not listening to her until one day her mother, getting energetic, said to her, "If you don't talk to Luisa today, starting tomorrow, you won't go to be with her anymore and you'll stay home to do your chores." My Aunt Rosaria, as soon as she got to Luisa's house, was called by her, who said to her, "Why don't you tell me anything? I have known everything for a long time. Tell your mother that Francisco will not leave." And so it happened. The day my father was due to report to the ranks, his neck swelled tremendously, without him feeling any pain, to the point that he was summoned for a new medical examination. Upon returning home during the journey, the swelling disappeared. This same phenomenon was repeated for 3 years until he was declared disabled. This was confirmed by my father, who said, "That woman made me see new things," and with gestures and words, she explained what had happened. Indeed, by directing the work of the furnace, my father managed to improve, at least in part, the economic conditions of the family. Luisa writes, "Jesus made me aware of the second war that was to take place between Italy and Africa, 9 months before they engaged each other in combat, and here is how. The blessed Jesus, making me come out of myself, carried me after him, making me travel a very long road, all strewn with human corpses, immersed in his own blood, which flooded the road like a river, corpses that, as Jesus made me see, to my great horror, were abandoned and exposed to the open sky and the hunger of carnivorous animals, since there was no one to take care of burying them. And then, full of horror, I asked my Jesus, 'Holy Spouse, what does all that you make me see now mean?' Jesus answered me, 'You know that next year there will be war. Men have given themselves up to all vice, abandoned to the most carnal passions to offend me, and I want to take my just vengeance on their very flesh that all stink of sin.' So I, more than ever, offered myself to the good Jesus so that he might avoid so many victims. But no matter how much I begged and begged him insistently to have mercy on so many souls who, dying in war, would find themselves in the presence of God without being in his grace, and that is why they would rush into hell, Jesus did not listen to me in anything, but by making me go out of myself, my soul, as I followed him, found itself in an instant in Rome, where I heard the voices of so many presumptuous people who claimed to be entirely convinced that Italy would achieve victory over Africa." Meanwhile, Jesus, after having crossed the streets of Rome and listened to what I have just said, led me to join with him in the Hall of Parliament, where the deputies had heated discussions about the way they should have to carry out the war and thereby ensure the desired victory. And the discussion continued with such boastful words, fanaticism, and arrogance that I had compassion when I heard them. But what made the most impression on me was hearing that all of these were sectarians and that they acted under the pressure of the devil, to whom they had sold their souls, in order to take over the happy success of the war. While they were immersed in the liveliest and most heated discussions, the blessed Jesus, who unseen was among them, hearing their unhappy proposals, shed bitter tears over the miserable state. And they, after having reached the least bad decision, but without God, on the practical way to proceed in the war, as if victory were already Italy's, presumptuous more than ever, boasted of the assurance of victory. Then Jesus, as if they were listening to him, said to them in a threatening tone, "You all trust yourselves, and I will humiliate you for that, so you can see how great is the damage that is obtained by acting without invoking help and the intervention of God, who is the author of all good. This time, for the same reason, the victory will not be for Italy, but it will be their turn to be completely defeated." Who can say now how much my heart suffered with these words of Jesus and the means used before him so that it would be appeased, or at least the war would not go forward? As always, I offered myself as a victim of reparation, so he might pour out the most bitter pains and the most stabbing pains on me, on the condition that I spare Italy such a serious punishment. But Jesus said to me, "It will always be tough, so Africa will win the victory over Italy. I only grant you that the victorious Africa does not turn over on the Italian land to continue the fight, as a just punishment deserved to Italy, be it for the very lack of moral restraints in life that it lives, be it for the faith already lost, for which Italy does not wait on God, but on the devil." All of the above, with other circumstances, I presented to the obedience of the confessor, who replied, "It does not seem certain to me that Italy will be defeated by Africa, because in its civilization, Italy possesses all kinds of offensive and defensive weapons, for which victory must be ours, and not of backward Africa, which is absolutely deprived of weapons fit for war." But when, unfortunately, the result of the war confirmed how much Jesus had assured me, the confessor added to what was said previously, "My daughter, there is no opinion, there is no prudence or strength that is worthy, if it is not obtained from God." Praised be Jesus Christ, and blessed be the Virgin Mary, our Mother. Amen.